You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands in MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
What a night in New York sports. We'll start with the Rangers, who officially clinch one of their best regular seasons in franchise history. The Rangers won the President's Trophy, and that is a, look, it's no small feat. It is a great accomplishment. It puts a real stamp on their tremendous season. Would have been nice to see Panarin get number 50, but a dominant win at home, clinching the number one seed, clinching the President's Trophy, just a remarkable season, a historic season for the New York Rangers. What does it all mean? Absolutely nothing without a Stanley Cup. What it means is even more so, this team's got to get to a Stanley Cup final and really win a Stanley Cup, because we've seen them get to a Stanley Cup final in recent history. I mean, you're going back almost 10 years ago now. But still, this Rangers team has been built for a Stanley Cup. Years prior, since Drury's come over trying to put this thing together, Shesterkin last year, you saw the dominance. It just hasn't obviously translated in the postseason with this group dating back a few years, dating back to Lundqvist, where they haven't gotten over the hump. This has to be the year. There's no excuses now. It feels like every year going into the playoffs, oh, well, Boston's really good, or oh, well, the Lightning are really good, or somebody in the West is dominant, the Avalanche, or whoever it may be. Well, the Rangers were the best team in hockey in the regular season. And I know that generally doesn't mean good things come playoffs in hockey. Doesn't matter. I don't care what it means historically. All I know is this. This Rangers team has showed the toughness. They've showed the grit. They've got the goaltender. They've got the defense. They've got the offense. They've got the special teams. They've got the coach. They've got home ice. All the pieces are in place to go make a legitimate run at the Stanley Cup. And one big difference now, you know, there was some talk about the Rangers maybe facing the Islanders. You wouldn't want that. We don't know who their opponent is going to be. Let's just say it's Washington. If Washington wins tomorrow, I think it is, if you listen to this on Tuesday, you know, Washington plays tonight. If it is Washington, matter of fact, even if it's not, if it's Pittsburgh, Detroit, those are teams that the Rangers should be able to handle with relative ease in the first round, which is something they have not been able to do in recent playoff years. Every effing year, it feels like it's a seven-game series right out of the gate, and that takes a lot out of them, whether they get down early in a series, whether it's just the back-and-forth nature of a series. Rangers need a little cupcake. Just like they had in 94, where they buried the Islanders in four straight in the first round, took the Capitals out in five games in the second round, then they started to go the distance in the Eastern Conference Finals, obviously with the Devils, and then the Cup Finals with the Canucks. So the Rangers, by winning the President's Trophy, can put themselves in a spot here where they have a very favorable first-round matchup and give them a little bit of, you know, an easy first round before you really start get going with the tougher matchups. Islanders and Canes, not going to be a picnic in that series, but you know, you take your chances with whoever wins that in the second round, that's fine. You don't want that type of matchup in the first round. Rangers have done a great job. Congratulations to everybody in the New York Rangers organization. What a regular season. Incredible, fun to watch, culminated in with perfection, with a great win. Lafreniere scores a goal. You got Panarin going nuts, all of the above. And they do it in front of their home fan, you know, home crowd as well. But a record-breaking season for the Rangers. Most wins, most points in franchise history, and another President's Trophy for them. Now it's about the Stanley Cup. How about the Mets getting back to 500? I didn't think it was possible. First of all, Mets lost opening day, and the way that they did, getting one hit, I said to myself at the time, this team's not going to see 500 the rest of the year. Then at 0-5, I said it out loud to everybody, this team's not going to see 500 again. And here we are just a couple of weeks later. Think about that, 0-5 to 8-8. That is no small feat for the Mets. Not quite the President's Trophy, but that is a great accomplishment for this team that continues to show great fight. Even in a game like tonight against the Pirates, almost said Penguins, got hockey in my mind. A game like tonight against the Pirates, they get down, they come right back. Harrison Bader with a big hit off Chapman. Lindor looks much better. You got everybody contributing. Beatty looks terrific. Everybody contributing for them. And DJ Stewart, who's becoming one of my favorite players. I just love his attitude. Good to see him get easy. Got to root for DJ Stewart. So the Mets all of a sudden getting good pitching as well. The Mets all of a sudden looking like a real team. You know, I felt this last week. Really, the show me something series, the swing series, was Atlanta. Yeah, beating Cincinnati was nice, getting back on track, but it didn't really feel real until they beat Atlanta, and the way that they beat Atlanta, then it started to feel real. They carried that over by beating the Royals 2 out of 3, and now they take the first game against a very good Pirates team, and we'll look to finish it off with 2 out of 3. But man, the fact the Mets are back to 500 already, that is a great thing. In closing,
it's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
There's a lot going on tonight, but I wanted to make sure we close with John Sterling. The news kind of came suddenly, at least to me. I'm not necessarily in the know with some of this stuff. Maybe some people expected this. I did not. BT and I talked to John Sterling on opening day live at Yankee Stadium. Had him on the phone. He sounds great. Everything sounds good. But I guess the grind is just too much for him. And whatever the reasons are that, you know, he just wants to live life and enjoy himself here as he's 85 years of age. It is a reminder of not to take things for granted, because I never listened to Sterling this year or last year thinking, oh, this could be the last game that he calls. You just don't know. And especially when you get to, you know, 85 years of age, maybe I should have been appreciating that a little bit more. But I'll never forget the first time driving in my Uncle John's truck as we were getting ready to go, you know, back to his house, whatever, play video games. And this is, you know, 1989, whatever, 1990. And he told me, he's like, you got to listen to this guy on the radio, bro. And I had no idea who it was. I'm, you know, Met fan, still young, wasn't really into baseball on the radio. And he turned it up and Sterling was on. And just the character that got my Uncle John to fall in love with him and then introduce him to me, obviously Sterling was doing something right because he stuck out and wasn't just a voice that did play-by-play. He was a great personality, obviously a great entertainer, one of the greatest on radio, period, as far as play-by-play guys go. And then, you know, I had the chance to work with him when I became an intern at WFAN and worked my way up and produced some shows for John Sterling and, you know, had some good memories with him there and having him on radio shows as a guest. It just a great guy, an all-time character, an all-time great play-by-player. Wish him nothing but the best in retirement. It's going to suck because it's just, you know, all due respect to all the people who are going to be filling in for him and eventually take over. You know, John and Susan are one of the great broadcast teams of all time. And, you know, just hearing Susan is great and I love her. But without John, as she said it herself, it's just not the same. And that's life. I mean, things happen. You move on for whatever reasons it may be, retirement, all that stuff. The one guy that still does the games that I remember growing up listening to, now that John is going to move on here and has moved on, and they're going to honor him Saturday, and it'll be must-watch to see Sterling out there getting honored at Yankee Stadium on Saturday, also be in the booth for the final time. That'll be a big deal. So that's, you know, going to be must-listen to radio there. But the one guy who is still doing the games now that was when I first started watching the team is Sam Rosen. And I don't take it for granted because I love Sam. But I remember when I first got into the Rangers in the late 80s, early 90s, whatever it was, Sam was doing the play-by-play. He's the one guy that's been the same. Everybody else has changed one way or another. You know, Marv with the Knicks or Johnny Hoops, RIP. You know, obviously now to Mike Breen. But or even, you know, the Mets and Yankees broadcasters. All those guys have changed over the years. But John Sterling and Sam Rosen were the two mainstays, for me at least, in my memory. I mean, John's been doing it for 36 years with the Yankees, starting with 1989. And Sam, I don't know when he first started, but you're going back to probably the late 80s as well, at the very least my recollection, my memory, the early 90s. So it's, you know, a sad day. Like, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, man. Yeah, sudden retirement, that's it for John. I was kind of surprised by it and sad. But ultimately, he sounded happy. I heard him on with Evan and Tiki. He's looking forward to enjoying life and living life and didn't want to do the grind anymore. He will be missed. You know, maybe the Yankees honor him and play some postseason games. Oh, well, you know they're going to play some postseason games. But, you know, you think of John and all those special calls and the burn, baby, burn and all that stuff. You know, the only way the Yankees can honor him is go out there and win big. And it looks like something outside of the loss tonight. It happens. Outside of that, it looks like the Yankees are on their way to doing something special this year. All right, that does it for us. This edition of WFA and Deli. Don't forget to download, rate, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Also, hit us up, WFAandDeli@gmail.com. We'll answer your questions and comments on an upcoming mailbag episode. Big night in New York sports. Congratulations to John Sterling on a great career. Congratulations for the Mets getting back to 500 this early on after falling, 0-5. And congratulations to the playoff-bound number one seed New York Rangers, who won the President's Trophy and had a terrific regular season. Now it's time to bring the cup home. I should say congratulations to the Islanders as well, as they clinch a playoff spot. I did text Mr. Ledecky, said congratulations on the playoffs. Good luck. But it's about the Rangers. We all know that. The Rangers, we want the cup. We'll see you tomorrow.